Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Not
888-989-3926. We up in here. Listen, we appreciate the love. We're over 115,000 listens strong.
Early.
That's what we do. And we appreciate it. Before we go any further, all the way live, I believe she's coming out of Vegas. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
She is maybe not tardy.
She is in Vegas. She's just not with us live yet. So we're going to go all the way over to the East Coast where our national correspondent out of Charlotte is standing by. Madam Boston, what it do?
She's here. She's probably on mute as usual.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I am on mute. Hey, thanks for saying that. Good afternoon, hi.
The DMV brings us that dude, the brother, Sabe James. What up, homie?
Yo, you guys ever had strawberry fig Newtons?
Strawberry what?
Strawberry fig Newtons. Crack cocaine in its purest form. Super addicted. Oh my gosh.
Strawberry fig Newton.
Careful. Yo, strawberry fig Newton. I'm telling you, for all my folks that still indulge in the heightening of the senses, if you know what I'm saying, to be politically correct, don't get thumb joints because you won't run through a pack early. I promise you. The whole both rows is going to be deaded.
I promise you.
Strawberry fig Newtons is like that.
Strawberry fig Newtons is where it's at. Promise.
I'll have to put that on one side.
Monday is off to a good start, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for the love. 115,000 listens strong. I mean, listen, that's pretty significant. We appreciate you.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for rocking with us. Thanks for rocking with us. I don't know if you all are following this ridiculous story, but, you know, somebody, one, needs to put a pacifier in his mouth because he's definitely going to be getting a pacifier other place.
Okay.
This dude, Oklahoma City Officer Daniel Hortzclaw is his name. Crying like somebody has done him.
You saw the video? Did you see the video?
Yes.
Crying are you serious? The officer out of Oklahoma literally was stalking African American women in lower economical areas specifically.
Right.
Having them to do a plethora of ridiculous sexual things for him to let them off on their charge. And the charge could have been anything from a traffic violation. But guess what? He bumped into the wrong black woman. She didn't have any charges. She didn't have any charges.
Oh, wow.
And she refused to do anything lewd and insidious over something ridiculous. I mean, are you serious? We're talking about Oklahoma City Officer Daniel Hortzclaw tonight. Found guilty, 13 counts, 200 plus years. Yep.
Right.
Only in America.
Right.
Only in America. Hey, it's the Social Lab team. I'm ready. We'll be right back. It's a 908. What up?
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock.
My team.
And had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's watches on my tail, cause I'm in demand. One lonely BCIP. All by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MC8. get to ripping. I freaking eat sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking, if you're jealous, turn around. The AMD kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher, cause the 808 kick drum makes a girly dip dumb. We're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J.R.U.E. of Seattle. Pitch up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. And we all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-A-Lot posse, Cole ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway.
Yo, on the front one, jump up and get bucked. If you're feeling lucky duck, then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them faggot flambe. Your nine spray, my mind spray. Malignant myths that'll leave caught defunct. The results, your remains stuff in a car trunk. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East Pop in that gang. You won't survive, get live. Catching wreck is our thing. I don't gang bang or shoot out bang bang. The relentless lyrics, the only dope I swing. I'm a true master, you can check my credentials, cause I choose to use my infinite potential. Got a freaky, 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 freaky flow. Control the mic like Fidel Castro. Lock you bust so deep that you can scuba dive. My job's origin is unknown, like the tubers. I've accumulated honeys all across the map, cause I'd rather bust a nut than bust a cap in your back. In fact, my rap snaps your sephiroiliac. I'm the Mac, so I don't need the totem act. My attack is purely mental and its nature's not kick. It's meant to wake you up out of your brainwashed state, stagnate nonsense. But if you persist, you'll get your snot box bust. You're pressed up on this. I flip, pose this. None of the real niggas skip. You don't know enough math to count the mics that I rip. Keep the dirty rotten camp as his verbal weapon spit.
Follow me on a journey to see a for real MC. The mind fix the body, body fix the mind is crazy. Whatever's lazy when I get the flow, I'm swayzy. I break, you take whatever type of shit in workshop make. The incredible, lyrical, and original. You the killable if you wanna take a pull. Whatever I see, I attack, track. I'll go my back, black, looking off jack. The devil lurks and my heart hurts for the hell. Look into the eyes of a who fell. I hit my head on the concrete to beat the feet. Another dead again in the street. Bullseye, direct hit, don't miss. But how many MCs must get this?
Monday, and we are talking about the officer, former Oklahoma City officer, Daniel Holtzclaw. I'm not surprised. Again, this is something that's been going on for
a
long time.
Ridiculous. I was surprised. It's stupid. This is stupid.
Well, you know, that's the reason why so many people have been mad and marching and such for the last, I don't know, at this point going on 2 years, because police take using their authority you know, misusing their authority in, you know, our abusing neighborhoods and communities. Again, that's not something authority. I'm not surprised. That's what I'm not surprised, because it's been going on. Again, we just have more access to find this stuff out. But I want to say that the women that accused former Officer Holtzclaw, they are moving towards a civil suit, a civil rights suit at this point. So, you know. Right. And
yeah, rightfully so.
My question is, though, who pays? Is he, you know, does that go against him? He has to pay restitution? And how does he do
that is the jail
for 200 some years?
That is Oklahoma City Police Department that's going to pay that bill. That happens while he's on their watch. That's their bill.
Right. Got you. Yeah. But I'm glad that, you know, they came forward and, you know, and wasn't afraid to testify, because in those situations, you know, it could get tricky where the jury may not see it as, you know, oh, yeah, you're just making this up because, you know, you're a, you know, whatever. You know, you're a thief or you're a prostitute or you're a, you know. I mean, yeah.
My thing is this to the whole situation. Why isn't his face plastered all over CNN, CNBC, Fox News, Fox 8? Why isn't his name plastered and his picture plastered in this case? And his verdict plastered all over TV.
Because of
the way.
We
all know it's a rhetorical question. So we all know the logical answer to it. But my thing is this: this just goes to show the level of privilege to having the complexion for the protection afford you.
Right.
Because this man has been is found guilty of these lewd acts. Of these heinous acts that he committed against these people, but I would say quote unquote the jury's still out, but when my man Bill Cosby was accused, nothing was concrete, it was all accusations, it was all over the news for the whole summer. The whole summer,
right.
Bill Cosby was,
and he hasn't been found guilty of anything.
And he was found guilty.
No.
And here's the thing about
not at this point, but he was found guilty in the other, you know, court proceedings back in the early 2000s.
The court of opinion. But what I'm saying is this: here's the thing though. He's to the point to where right now these things didn't stick to anything, so he's countersuing seven of the accusers for defamation of character. This is what I'm saying. You know what
Bill,
I'm saying? For
really,
it to be able to get to that point.
Come on, Bill. Really.
I'm not saying that there was, you know what I'm saying, I'm not, you know, condoning the situation, but my thing is this. He still has legs to stand on with his quote unquote accusations. But yet his name was sullied and dragged through the mud profusely over the course of the summer. And this man right here actually did these heinous crimes, got found guilty, accusers came forth to be able to pin this stuff on this man, and we hear nothing about this. Nothing.
Right.
Same thing with Jared. Jared is taking little kids' innocence from them, paying to have sex with 14-year-old boys. But yet, that thing was swept under the rug.
That's pretty
come on,
sad.
Man.
He was found guilty. Right.
With your phrase, I think you just said it. You know, and it's unfortunate, but I have to lean towards the complexion.
For the protection.
There's a complexion for the protection.
I mean, you know, when I look at this guy, even though, I mean, unfortunately, you know, I mean, I don't know what persuasion he was. He was not a Caucasian, you know.
Right,
he
showed up looked white.
He looked like a specific islander for real.
Yeah, but
the
last name
Holtzclaw.
That's like a German
European
name or something.
That's European last name.
Like Switzerland or something. You know, I don't even. It's not even
that's
United
a European
States
last
name.
Yeah, that's a European last name. His folks
I mean,
is immigrants or something like that.
On you know, whether he was or what his persuasion is, the bottom line to your point, you know, this has not been plastered because, unfortunately, America, and specifically media, doesn't think that anything that happens to African-Americans is that significant. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
It's been like that, you know. It's just been like that.
You're talking about our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our aunts, who was assaulted. You know, in
The last confirmed victim, before he got arrested, she was 57 years old and she was a daycare worker.
And she said, ultimately, he came across the wrong black woman in her.
That's it.
Because she wasn't having it.
All it takes is one.
Right.
All it takes is one.
Right, and like, okay, she's suing for $75,000, and she said that the city knew, and or had reason to know of the dangerous activities of its servant. Speaking of,
I'm sure they
had,
you know, signs and I mean, oh gosh, this is a crazy one, folks.
They
need
to add another zero to that one, 750,000.
Absolutely, because I'm thinking $75,000, that's like peanuts. Hey,
that's chump change, B.
About this ridiculous story, America, 917-889-3926. Hey, weigh in. Let us know what's on your mind tonight. It's 921. We're talking about Holtzclaw.
Yeah, Holtzclaw.
Daniel, well, how about Daniel Rapist? That'll sum it
you
all
know
up.
What?
That's
I'm a
good enough. That's good enough. Well, we'll be right back. Good evening, America.
Negro! Boxes, my sound knock from rocks as I chill in bus grills. You take snapshots of a maniac dressed in black. They're right, I'm strapped. Did you play me too close?
Slow down and catch the cap.
Cause I don't play games and outlaw like Jesse James. To hell with the bitches in the so called fame. Strictly biz the hard.
Yeah.
As I climb charts, bossing that daily as I compose like Mozart. You stand, say your man, damn. Why him? CR1 Targa, 560 Ben. I'm thinking man deep, no shorts and no sleep. I'm buzzed like a tap phone, hard like concrete. So get a grip and don't slip or catch a flick on the infrared, aimed at your head as I blast my target. The Bozak, I rip the Bozak, making it be stop and chill and say he's all that. Hardcore, no R&B singer, go with the hip throw. Down with the headbang.
The master or the MC rap goddess. No joke on the lyrics, started to be modest. I knew I was a man with a master plan to make it wiggle and jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing and to the bring structure.
Yo, don't sleep on the E.
You see something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. It take a second to wreck it because you dumb and blind. So just round. But you an MC clown was on the circus. EPMD is in town.
Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing on the cause and illusion. Like a magician, he draws a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm drawing more like a 44 Magnum. MC3, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. It's traveling to see the light, but everything's motion is frightening. Plus I thought you were alone, you now enter dimension called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified, plus you can't bear the thought. You and I want a one, in the land of the lost, you start to shiver. Then you scream, my friend, you wake up, Molly, because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on a scene, I try to get you in your mouth and start to cry, because I'm tripping crazy.
Mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of EPMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-I-C-K is my name, my spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check 1-2, I run down the line.
To the average MC. I'm known as the Terminator, the funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy, when your rhymes in the void, never sweating your girl, YP, she's a schizoid, when I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot, I grab the steel with the crown on top, in the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12, I press cruise control, sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax,
Maintain them thieves while the double matters. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to share. Computer information on rap. Like the BRG, my teachers, I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step. Make them sound deaf to retain my rap.
The employees of the year, we back to work. I took time off while other rappers got jerked. Due to the fact they whacking their tracks, have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD is scrap for that.
Yo,
I'm the hip hopper plus the soul shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess,
kill the noise.
We don't play when the time is late. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like Mob and Blow.
That's where it's born.
Back a second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in the line? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record, turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
TM Hyman Radio. Don't forget to go on our website, tmhymanradio.com. Drop that email in there so that we can get you the exclusive newsletters, keep you abreast on all our latest promotions, our new moves, our latest moves, and the upcoming prizes that we got going on. And I'm trying to tell you, it'll be worth your while because you're going to get access to this mixtape that we got dropping. What's the date on that, Boston? January 5th?
That is
January 6th. Dropping this mixtape, The Lapidary. If you guys don't know what The Lapidary is, please Google it.
Look it
get
up.
Your dictionary.com out. Get your vocabulary up, man. We have educated music over here. We educated listeners. We're an educating show right now. You dig what I'm saying? So, yo,
entertainment,
anyway.
Yeah.
Educated entertainment, man. You know what I'm saying? we going to bring it back around the corner, back to what we was talking about. Take it back down to the mid-southwest, man, Oklahoma City. This fool Daniel Rapus got found guilty
okay.
of all these lewd sex, that heinous crime that he committed or whatever. Such an egregious offense to humanity is not even funny. And this fool had the nerve to be boo-hooing in the court like a little B.I.Z.nitch, but you wasn't boo-hooing.
Exactly.
These women was crying for you to stop doing what you was doing to them. Fool. That's what you get.
And
no remorse
saying,
on this
side. How do you cry?
No remorse. You know what I'm saying? After
you
crying,
would, I don't think the tears won't
you know
for the victims.
After
I know that.
Scarred these people with, after you scarred these women for life. People for life,
he was
man.
Crying. He was crying like the tiger in The Wiz.
Okay. Yes.
The lion in The Wiz.
Great analogy.
Like
lion.
The lion.
Hold on. Yeah. Tiger.
Nah, you know,
the
he was like, nah, you talk about the Tin Man. He was like, a tea. Punk ass. Shut your ass up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
bitch.
Because I bet you he had not, ain't no tears drop when you was forcing them to
That's
give
when
you oral.
Tears was dropping. You know what I'm saying? When their tears was dropping on the side of their face, making them do this kind of stuff. But, yo, what I was saying behind the scenes, though, man, in America, I'm not sure if y'all know about, but this fool was going around committing these crimes under
right.
the impression that he's going to be able to slide with this because of how cops is murdering niggas out, pardon me, how cops is murdering black folks out here. And he thought this was just going to be a blip on the radar. So he
right.
was just having his way, doing his thing, raping the woman here and there, you know, not even caring about it. And until his car got pulled, and homegirl said she going to go to the news with this on some
right.
on some I-team reporting type joint or whatever. And then the cover got blown off of this whole thing. So,
but this is
I mean, you know,
how you know. But look, the lawyer that the women have is the same lawyer that represented Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown in court. Benjamin Crump. And he was like, well, it happened too many times for someone not to know. And,
right.
you know, and when I read that statement, it made me think, like, at first I was like, I wonder, like, not what he means, but then I was like, hold on. When you're a police officer or any fraternal order, they take care of their own.
Absolutely.
Or
attempt to. And it's Oklahoma City, folks.
Because even if his superiors didn't know about it, somebody on his team had to know about it, because who wouldn't do that and then brag about it? If he thought he
True.
Was doing not the right
True.
Thing, but he thought he was getting over.
Yeah.
He told somebody.
And it ain't too often that you do stuff like that, get away with it, and don't brag about it. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Well, I mean, well, officers observe one another. You know, I mean, you know, you kind of know when somebody's, you know, doing something out of the norm. But to your
right.
point, you know, I mean, we protect the neck of one another. You know,
right.
and unfortunately, you know, I think just like, you know, other situations where police forces are now embarrassed because of one, that bad apple, can you imagine what that police force is looking
yeah.
like today? Because
exactly.
real quiet for them right now. Real quiet for them right now. Real quiet for them right now.
I can imagine. Only can imagine.
What does
I just,
this look
it's just
real
sad
life.
To me because, I mean, and what people aren't, I guess because, you know, they're just using, nobody's using the rape word, you know. It's like they're trying to avoid that, but that's exactly what was happening regardless if it was oral or, you know, carnal. It doesn't matter.
Carnal? What the hell is carnal?
Knowledge?
You mean
like
anal?
We have sex with, but it's, you know, it was forced, so
okay.
that's right.
You went from oral to carnal. I'm confused.
He said carnal.
Yeah, carnal knowledge, yes. Yes, I did.
What?
C-A-R. N-A-L, that's how it's spelled? Carnal? Yeah.
I don't know if you have the proper definition.
You don't think I do?
I'm
going to look it up
now.
Okay. I thought I was right.
No.
I mean, maybe
the
context, you
okay,
might be right in the context that I'm used to hearing it in. It
forget about
it.
We have a production meeting, a spelling. We doing spell check live on the air.
Spell check, son.
I am. I'm going to step
spell
away
check.
For a moment while I find out. Thank you.
What
Continue.
Does this say about the about police officers that you should look to for help, though? I mean, it's a pretty egregious situation, but it's pretty sad that you can't look to the people who are there to protect you to really protect you.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the case. This is the case. I mean, what you gonna do about it? They say to protect and serve, but that's been just a moniker
but
for the past
serve,
decades.
Serve to the next level.
Right, exactly. He's getting served, right? You know what I mean? Give me a break. It's just, like I said, it's just mind-boggling. But then, like also the point that needs to be raised, too, is that this is just one that got caught. This is not even being talked about for those across the country or the world where this happens and nobody is blowing the whistle on it. There was a case that I read about. It happened, I want to say, a couple years ago, maybe a year or so ago. Don't pin me to the time frame of it. But there was a cop in the Southwest, I want to say, like New Mexico or Arizona, one of those southwestern states right there. I'm pinning down one of those two states. Pardon me for not having my accuracy on the facts, but I know this much. This dude got fired and got because he got busted smashing a chick on the side of her car for just so she can get out of whatever infraction he pulled her over for whatever ticket, or I don't know if she had warrants, I'm not sure. But bottom line is, this fool got busted. I think it was like on some kind of surveillance camera. I'm not sure if it was his car or if it was whichever
camera
parking lot he was in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
maybe
right.
It's like security surveillance. Bottom line, there was surveillance of him full uniform. Now, mind you, full uniform. Like, just on some, just unbuckling and zipping down the top part of his pants.
Like he was right.
Getting it popping, wiping off. Probably didn't even go to the bathroom to at least wash it. Just wiping off and going. Dirty ass. And not to talk about, y'all heard about the one in Tennessee? How the dude pulled over a porn star, who he knew was a porn star, and tried to make her give him some oral, and she reported his ass. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, no, I think he got it, too. And then he went bragging about it. And then she went ahead and blew the whistle. You know what I'm saying? And then he just came around and backfired on her. So this just goes to show, there's a litany of cases like this that probably go unheard of. They probably fall on deaf ears so much.
Yeah.
And for this one person to have the courage to blow the whistle and actually stand up for, you know, their violation, you know,
this is not about, you know, race. This is not about the fact that this was a group of, you know, black women that were targeted. This thing is about law enforcement. People who are in place to protect and, again, serve. Not to serve. I mean, get out of here, folks. I mean, you know, I think there's just as many. I'm gonna hold that. This is not about race.
Speak on it.
This is about law enforcement. Because, I mean, you know, I'm looking at, again, someone who looks like an island specifica. You know, he could be Caucasian. He could be Indian. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I can tell you, I know for a fact that regardless of the persuasion, there are officers that don't do the right thing by way of citizens, period. And we got to start holding them accountable, period.
Absolutely.
True.
White, black. You know what I'm saying? Puerto Rican, Asian, it doesn't matter. We got to start holding them accountable. I mean, I can't imagine how people in Oklahoma City feel right now about calling the police.
Hey, hell, them or anybody else or in any other
right.
U.S. city.
Join the club. I guess
I would just like to let you guys know that I was correct, okay? I looked that up. I was definitely
correct in how you spelled it, but we didn't know what the hell you was talking about. So,
I did.
You know.
I spelled it right, and I used it in proper context.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 9:38. We'll be right back with her proper context.
You
know what
you're
talking about.
Copulation. Okay.
Hold me in your arms, just like my
877-889-3926. Log on to emhymanradio.com. Throw your email up in there, and we'll hook you up with our newsletter each and every month. That's right. Hey, thank you for rocking with us. It's Money Monday. We're talking about Daniel Holtzclaw. It's the officer out in Oklahoma. Lewd and lascivious behavior, but it's okay because guess what? You've been fired 200 years. 200 years. Fired. Unbelievable.
He's just Donald Trump fired. No, that's it.
Unbelievable. You and a lot of others, you know, this is bottom line. What is done in the dark, my mom used to tell me a long time ago, it's the absolute truth. What's done in the dark, sooner or later comes to light.
Yeah.
Yeah, true
enough. Sooner
later,
it comes to light. And what happens is it comes to light when you least expect it. But it's coming.
Damn right.
Light is going to hit it.
Uh-oh. I know that's right. Every crease and crevice of darkness.
It's going to hit it.
Brother Darkness.
I don't know. I just hope that that these women feel vindicated once the civil suit begins, because I think the judge put a stay on the time frame in between when he's going to allow it to go into I can't think of the word, move forward, like January 1st of 2016, they're going to allow the civil suit to go forward. But I think the sentence that, he hasn't been sentenced yet, that's what it is. He hasn't been fully sentenced. Well, I mean,
that's just the time that was recommended. That was just the time that was recommended based on accounts. The official sentence is going to be coming about a month or two from now, but it's a good possibility.
That's why the judge put a stay on the civil suit until the other proceedings are completed. And so after January 1st, they'll be able to, move forward, or by January 1st, they're going to be able to move forward with the civil suit. So, I think it's really sad, but I'm glad that it came out, because a lot of women have been dealing with that, not just with police officers, with teachers, with, professors in college, teachers in high school, the man at the corner store. Women go through it all the time. You know what I'm saying? They don't always feel like they can tell somebody because maybe they do have a sketchy past, so nobody's going to believe them. Oh, you're a prostitute anyway, so just because you didn't get paid for it, what you crying for? You know what I mean? But people are like that. I'm off my soapbox.
That's all right.
You're right. I mean, I think you're right.
It was making me mad. That's why I stopped.
The crazy part is this, though. I mean, as it relates to rape victims and victims of domestic abuse, we often just focus on women, but the reality is it happens to both men and women. And I think, for every woman that will never tell because of her sketchy past, there's men who get raped who will take that to their grave.
Yeah.
Because you just don't want to talk about being raped as a man.
I mean,
I personally can't even imagine it.
Part of me, I know we're trying to be serious here, but how bad can it be as a man to get raped?
Well,
I'm talking about from a woman's standpoint. If a woman rapes you,
I'm talking about
jailhouse rape.
I'm talking about rape, period, bro. I mean, I'm talking about rape, period. You
I know some brothers that claim it.
For whatever reason, just thinking, woman on woman. And I think, first of all, I think a man could get raped by a big old woman. I think a big woman could rape a man.
I have a friend, too, that has been raped by women. And, you know, at first I didn't believe him either. Well, I'm not going to say I didn't believe him, but I laughed initially.
But we don't – Because
I thought he was playing. Like, you know how, like, a guy is like, oh, I don't like her.
I don't think it's
I mean, listen, I'm not trying to take it – I'm not taking it seriously, but, I mean, you know.
I laughed initially because when I first heard it, I was like, is that even possible? Because I'm thinking to myself, well, don't you –
Again, you all are talking about it hard or whatever.
But
men and women raping.
But no, listen to my point.
Where a 17-year-old kid, was raped by what? By three of his classmates right at school. I'm talking young boys.
Yeah, okay.
And so I mean,
all right, fair enough.
We're in an age, folks, where we're not talking about people in their right mind.
I guess you're right.
We're in an era where, I mean, you don't know what's going on in the minds of kids no more. And so, I mean,
you don't know what's going on in the minds of damn near people, period.
You know, I mean, it's very serious that, I mean, women are quiet about it. So
well, yes, exactly. Matter of fact, you guys, well, Terrence, I know you remember. My mother.
Slow down. Go ahead. One at a time. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Well, on the show, I want to say maybe about, what, 2 or 3 years ago, or even 4 years ago, my mother didn't know that I had been, you know, raped as a teenager, and she found out while I was talking. Because we were talking about that on air. So you're absolutely right. A lot of us don't talk about it, especially if we think we quote-unquote got it. But I'll say
this,
that
we were talking about it on the air, and your mother heard it live for the first time?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was crazy because it's like I had held on to it for so long that I don't know, like when we had that show about I just shared because it was like, I know it's a lot of women out there who are afraid to talk about it, regardless of who the person is that violated them. Now, I'll say in my case, the guy was killed. So there was no charges to press against him. However, yeah, my mom didn't know until then. Neither did my father. I ended up telling my father after my mom heard it. But, yeah, so it does happen. People, us as people, take on a lot and hold on to a lot.
That's true.
Because we have to, you know what I'm saying, keep this tougher than leather thing going. Like, I could take anything. I could survive through life. And I don't have to, quote-unquote, cry about it to anybody or not have anybody believe me, you know. So, but it happens.
I'll put this out there. Serena Williams and Sanaa Lathan, if you guys ever feel like you need to rape somebody, I'll be your victim.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
I'll be your victim.
I hate you.
I'm just saying.
And somebody in this room said that they are with you. So you got a partner in crime over here.
Well, damn right. You can go next.
I hate you.
It won't take me long, I promise you. Combination. Won't take me.
Oh my God. Your counterpart over here said it'll be quick and oh my God. Y'all
hey,
terrible.
Quick and easy. You don't have to wait that long. So Serena and Sanaa, if you guys are feeling aggressive,
I'm just not.
You know, you feel like you need to rape somebody, I gladly will sign up. I won't tell
it's
nobody.
It's not the same. It's not even, that's not even rape, okay? That's just not.
I'll take that to my grave. Shit, I'm going to have to.
No. Oh, my God. Everyone knows now, okay? So it's not rape. You can't press charges later, sir. So, yeah, whatever.
All right. Let's hope they're listening.
They ain't trying to get in it.
You know where to find me. Ain't too many K-James.
Yo, if I talk to them first, I'm going to bring them there. I'm going to take your solid squalid out for a while.
Please do that. And I respect, and you know, you have a place in history with me. There would be a spot in my heart for you forever. forever. You hear me? just take out for the night. Let me bring it back.
Hey, yeah, we'll go party. I'll take her to the strip club with me. You know I love the strip
club.
Do that. Hey.
Do something crazy to where she got to take care of you, and she can't leave your side for the night, and I'll be all concerned in the morning.
Hey, I'll pull my Miami move, flicking the dollar bills across the room.
There you go. Now we're talking. That Dale Pat. Now you took him with gas.
Oh, my God. So back to our subject. I hope that Daniel Holtz call. Oh, my God. Do y'all think he'll get treated like Jeffrey Dahmer did? I mean, I know he killed people, but I'm just saying. Like, because
as
he violated
what,
those men.
What kind of treatment did he get?
Oh, they killed
him.
Did they
rape his ass? Oh, they killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't keep up with him. No,
yeah,
but I tell you what, he's going to. No, I'm telling you what, they're going to get him. Penitentiary he going to, oh, they're going to get him. And he better know
that
it's coming.
Yeah, they're going to put him in solitary.
They better know that it's on the way. They are going to find a way to get his ass, literally. Literally.
And, you know, and I just hope that, you know, that this kind of opens a door for other fraternal orders of police to, you know, pay attention and take, you know, these claims seriously, though, you know.
Word.
I just hope they do. I mean, it's like, I'm glad that it's eye-opening. It's sad that the women had to go through it. So, like, when we're laughing and stuff, we're not laughing at the women.
We're not laughing at your pain. You know, it's just I'm a butthead sometimes. I'll put it the same right for the whole show. I'm a butthead sometimes. Personally, I like to try to just try to make some kind of light out of every situation, no matter how it goes. I know sometimes it may be too early, or the wound may be still too fresh for any kind of humor to be made out of it or whatever. But damn it, I'm going to cry. I mean, you got to smile to keep from crying sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, and I know I laugh
a
lot.
And that's just my place in life.
Keep from crying. I get it.
that's my place in life, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a nice little spot in hell for his ass.
They got a nice little spot for his ass in jail. That's hell on earth.
Right. Okay.
That's hell
in the
on
swing.
Earth right there.
Oh,
you
my God.
Mean?
The swing hanging from the ceiling just... Oh, my God.
Seriousness. They said they got him on suicide watch right now. You know what I'm saying?
You think?
Let
me ask you this. How you going to feel if you facing 230-some years? I'm surprised he ain't trying to kill himself. Like, remember that one dude who killed himself in court? He just popped pills and died right there?
Nah, I ain't know about that.
Yeah, this happened, like, I want to say, like, last year. Yeah, last year. My time frame is a blur. But, yeah, it was, like, a year or two ago. And he had pretty much done the same thing. And he wasn't a police officer, though, I don't think. But I just remember it was a Caucasian man that did some improprieties on some women. And he killed himself in the courtroom.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, we got three minutes left. And if y'all just... tried to join us.
Two minutes.
Everything. But we, it does become a podcast in about 20 minutes after we get off air. Check out tmhymanradio.com. Leave us your email address so you can be in the know and stay in the know. And we'll be back on Wednesday to jam out. We're getting ready for this holiday season. I'm quite sure we'll have something, another action packed. show. Oh, and our prayers go out to Hot Chocolate and her family.
Yeah, man. Hold
and
your head,
we here with you, baby, in love and spirit and soul. Definitely here with you. And y'all out there, if y'all could just give, you know, send some prayers up for her and her family, we really appreciate it. And
things are real for her right now, man. Things are definitely real. But everything gonna work itself out. Remember, man, it's okay to be concerned, but try not to worry, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The glass is always half full. Everything happens for a reason. You may not see the silver lining on this cloud just yet, but keep looking. You'll find it.
Exactly. You'll find
it. Keep looking and you'll find it. You'll find it somewhere. I promise you that.
For sure. Yeah, so, did you have any final words, Mr. Hyman?
Back Wednesday, 9 p.m., peace.
All right, y'all, do whatever you do, do it well. We'll check y'all on Wednesday.
Damn. You on your Russell
TM Hyman Radio
right there, brother. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Okay.
You
know, kiss the baby
Simmons
on the forehead.
Right there. Exactly. Yeah, man. Yo, don't forget, man. Check out the website, TMHymanRadio.com. Drop that email. And we got this mixtape about to pop off or whatever. Got the dope music. Straight new artists. Guarantee you're going to enjoy it. And that's just what it is. So we see y'all
tonight.
Wednesday, man.
Serena's not with you.